So you mentioned, you know, him being very thoughtful, and you know, this kind of speaks to another case that we had. Now, you were presiding over a challenge to the state's voter ID law, but there were multiple challenges. Now, one of them was a ruling that Thomas Schroeder handed down, and it was lauded for being so thorough in that it was like over 400 pages long, this ruling. But that was overturned by a federal appeals court, and the Supreme Court then chose not to get involved. And so voter ID was effectively overturned in this election. But what did you think about that case? And then I'll ask you about the one that you were presiding over.
Well, again, because the judicial canons of ethics don't allow me to talk about cases, no matter where they are, the federal sector or the state sector, I can't talk on the merits of it. Certainly, the case turned out as it did. It is apparently, as it stands right now, the prevailing law, and it's applicable to the states. And as we get ready for the elections here, in which we're already involved with absentee voting, which is going to go towards early voting and ultimately November 8th voting day, that's the law. I really don't have any view about it, nor is there any view that I can articulate about it. I've got to be careful not only as a judge, but also as a candidate. So I better be safe and end it there.
What happened with the case that you were overseeing when that ruling came down? Does that basically effectively throw that case out, or what happens?
The status of that case right now, over which I am involved, and I have to be careful not to talk about the case because it is still a case that is involved, but it is technically right now on a stay as the parties continue to evaluate the effect of the federal ruling upon the state case that is currently still technically active, but it is in a position of being in a stay.
Is that stay in effect through the election?
It is in a stay at this time. I can't say any further than that. Mm-hmm. The lawyers, and this is public record, so perhaps I can be prudent and say this much, because I do want to be informational, but again, I know that as a judicial candidate as well as a judge presiding over a case, that anything I say is certainly being scrutinized. But I can say, because it's a matter of public record, that the case is on stay and that the lawyers are to inform me when they feel as though the matter is appropriate to bring back to court, or I can bring the matter back into court myself for status review.
And maybe the Supreme Court refusing to get involved in this lower court ruling staying in effect may make this whole point moot. But because you were overseeing this case on voter ID, the Civitas Institute basically said that since you're a candidate in this election, that you should recuse yourself from that case because it may have an impact on your election. And what was your response to that?
My response to that was that I did what I should do as a responsible judge who endeavors to not only, as I said earlier, be fair and impartial, but also actually have the appearance of there being fairness and impartiality, is that when I was even deciding whether or not I was going to become a candidate for the North Carolina Supreme Court, I sought an opinion from the Judicial Standards Commission by way of calling its office and speaking to its executive director as to whether or not I could still have the case under my purview and still be a candidate for the North Carolina Supreme Court. I was assured that there was no violation of judicial ethics, that I would still continue to be able and would be viewed officially as being one who would be fair and impartial in terms of looking at the ethical standards that apply, and got a letter in writing. It was emailed, but you know, in the classic sense, it was a correspondence that said that there was nothing that would disqualify me from being able to continue to preside over that case. So I did my due diligence. I went ahead and did that, obtained that, and based upon what I already felt in terms of my own abilities to be fair and impartial, coupled with the fact that I now had the official designation and recognition of being able to be fair and impartial, I went ahead and continued to preside over the case. But again, of course, there are those that would want to politicize any and everything. And as a result, there is that entity that decided that it would try to make an issue of it, noting that certainly it does endorse and favor my opponent in terms of wanting to see him reelected. So anything that could be said to try to cast aspersions upon me certainly would be attempted to be utilized. But thankfully, based upon my foundation and orientation to understand that there's always a need to be fair and impartial, as well as to represent the appearance of fairness and impartiality, I had the foresight to obtained the clearance that it was okay to still preside over the case.